This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High Noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A reminder, a lot of ways you can listen. You can stream anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And, of course, here in Boston on 93.7 WEEI. We will go on the clock shortly, give you our work function etiquette.
Yeah, tips, almost like a PSA, if you will.
We went to the Revs last night. You can't just roll in there and just be yourself. You can put on airs a little bit, you know?
Right.
You gotta go
put on
in
your
there.
Best mesh shorts, that kind of thing.
Precisely.
Yep.
That's exactly what you gotta do when you go to something like that. So we'll go on the clock and give you our tips for work function etiquette in just 60 seconds. That was Will Fleming, enemy of Will Clark. You'll hear more about that coming up.
I guess so.
About 25 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. We played it once already. We're gonna play it for you again in its entirety. We gave it the official Jones and Keefe must-listen stamp of approval.
100%.
We're going to do that again
stand
at 12:30, so stand by accordingly. Keefe for Madness at 12:45 as well. But Red Sox win again, and the question becomes, Keefe, can they handle the schedule getting more difficult? It's Tampa now, who's a game and a half up in the wild card for four games. Then three first-place teams coming out of the break. Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers in whatever order. And then the trade deadline's right after that. Can they continue to play well? Can they get through this next more difficult stretch? Because in fairness, and we've been pointing it out all along, they've been beating up on some trash teams in Washington and Colorado.
Yeah, they've been beating up on trash teams recently. But they weren't always doing that.
No.
And that's why I feel a little bit better about it, because it's not just, oh, here they go again, soft spot of the schedule. We were going nuts in May saying they're not taking advantage of the soft schedule. So now that they are, I'm not going to say, well, that's all they're doing. This team is 5-1 against the Yankees, and you could argue now, oh, the Yankees are falling apart. Well, they're still a playoff team. They're one of however many teams in the American League with a better record than the Red Sox. They're 5-1 against them, and they're 4-2 against the Rays, who they're about to play for four games.
Nice.
So that's two playoff teams that, whatever, do the math, what is that, 9-3? Pretty good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like the problem is you weren't taking advantage of the Chicago White Sox, where you had a winning record against them, but he went 4-3. So it's not like you went 7-0 against the White Sox, then 0-7 against the Yankees. Then I could see people really pointing to the schedule.
Right. If you were consistently good against bad teams, bad against good teams, maybe you smell a rat with the schedule coming up.
Like 1-5 against the Angels, who are below you in the standings.
Yeah, look, I'm with you.
That's a bad one.
I'm with you. I think something's different. And I think the something is there's no more Rafi Devers, and the roster is much more versatile without Devers, which we were trying to tell you and warn you about long before they ever traded Rafi Devers. So I think something tangible in there changed, and they're better because of it. What we're going to see, and they're going to have to continue to play well over these next four series going into the break, but or into the deadline, rather.
Yeah.
But I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me, do I think they will? I do. We looked at the record. I mean, Tampa's, 3-7 over their last 10? They're not playing great.
Right.
The Dodgers have dropped 6 out of 10.
It was like everybody but the Blue Jays, who just finally lost. They'd won 10 in a row. And the Tigers. Like, so those are two division leaders. The Blue Jays are playing out of their mind. Outside of that, in the American League, I mean, right now the Red Sox have the current best winning streak in all of baseball. So they have that going for them. And no, they need to fatten up on the bad opponents. That's great. That's helpful. But it's not like they go into a series against Tampa or what they got the Cubs right after the break or where you're like, oh, man, they're in trouble. Because they're going to be getting Bregman back soon. So they've been going on this little bit of a run without even Alex Bregman. And then maybe the most important thing for them, obviously the bats are waking up a little bit, but they got guys besides Garrett Crochet that are going deep into games. They got Lucas Giolito. I don't know how long it's going to last, but he did it again last night. And they got Brian Bello through his first complete game of his career against a bad team, sure. But, you know, Nick even pointed this out at the beginning of the season. Bello's second half of last year at least was, like, positive. And then once he was available this year, it's been pretty good. So
it's been like a full calendar year of him pitching well.
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't two good starts, three good starts. This is a much bigger sample size.
You brought up the American League. It's a good point. Outside of the Red Sox, there's only six teams with a winning record in the AL. Now, if we're being fair, three of them are in the division, Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays, along with Detroit, Houston, and Seattle. But all these other teams have losing records. Kansas City, Minnesota, the Angels, who you're done playing, the Rangers, Guardians, Orioles, Athletics, White Sox. So it's a long way of saying, all right, fine, they're beating up on bad teams. Most of the American League is bad.
Right.
Most of the
there's
teams
plenty
are
of
be,
bad teams out there.
There's a lot of teams to fatten up on, a lot of bad teams to fatten up on. In fact, that's most of the sport. So beating up on bad teams is actually a good thing for the Red Sox. But I will acknowledge they have to keep this going over these next four series. 617-779-7937. The Revolution did not get a bad team last night, Keith.
No, they got a pretty good team in the GOAT.
They got the
greatest
arguably,
player of all time. Some people's GOAT.
Arguably.
You a Ronaldo guy?
Nah,
over Messi?
I think it's hard to argue that anymore.
You a Pele guy?
Once he took home a World Cup, I think it's pretty hard to argue it anymore.
Although Ronaldo, there's back and forth on whether he should be on the national team still. There was some weird coaching last World Cup. He might be back on the next World Cup team.
No, Portugal wants to get him out of there?
Yeah. Well, that was sort of the talk before. Yeah.
Did not realize that. So I wound up hitting my Messi bet last night.
Yeah, you did. Two goals.
Two goals plus 500. Nice.
Man.
I did not hit on my parlay. I still got to send a strongly worded email to our mutual friend.
Yep.
But because we were at the Revs last night, Keith, a work function, a work outing, me, you, and Terp all went.
Mm-hmm.
There were other media members there as well. Lots of representatives from the Revolution. So I would call it somewhat of a work function.
Yes.
So we figured today when we go on the clock, in 60 seconds, we'll hand out some tips when you go to a work function, a company, party, things like this.
Yeah.
So you want me to go first? Go on the clock here first?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, Nick, why don't you fire that up for me? Here is perfect etiquette at a work function in just 60 seconds. You want to dress for success, Keith.
Always do.
So, for instance, last night at the Revolution, I wore my Revs jersey. Maybe something really high-end and formal, I'll pop on a WEEI polo. You want to be fashionably late, don't be a nerd. Don't get there too early. You want to leave the people wanting a little more. Typically, there might be bosses there. You're going to find them, wave across the room, make sure you know where they are, because you want to avoid them for the rest of the night. You're going to identify a good group to be social with. Cool. Maybe not too cool, but cool enough. You want to find a home base where you set up something comfortable, pile up your food, pile up your drinks because you will be drinking. I like to show some restraint, Keith. I'm going to keep it to single digits. Beers, shots, wines. Make sure you keep that to single digits is what you want to keep it to. Eat the food quickly. Get in line early while the food's hot and while there's a lot of it. And here's something I like to do. Make my bets, react to them loudly, and then get the hell out of there. You don't want to be the last person there, leaving a lasting drunken memory. Okay, so that is my workplace function etiquette. Like last night, we got out of there early.
You were
actually very fashionably late last.
Well, I was stuck in traffic.
Not very fashionably late, perfectly fashionably.
I saw all the goals.
Yeah, you got right in there.
I kind of nailed it.
At a good amount of time.
Just fine. Yeah.
I think you kept it to single digits.
It's none of your business. I got a tip for you there.
Okay, good. Let's hear Keith.
All right, this is the workplace etiquette. You have to show up. You have to make sure that everybody sees you. You don't want to talk to anybody for too long, but you have to go in there. Like Joan said, you don't show up right when the thing starts, but you don't want to be late either because there might be some important people that do leave early, and then they're thinking in their head, oh, wow, Keith never showed up to this. So you want to show up 10, 15, 20 minutes after the start time. Make sure you go in there and say quick hellos to each person. Have an exit strategy with each one so you're not caught up the whole time. Here's what you're going to have to do. This might be a little bit of a downer. You have to stick to one particular beverage. I like to normally mix and match, get your Long Island iced tea, your margarita, your double IPA. You can't do that because then every time somebody looks over at you, they're like, oh, my God, he's drinking something else? What a maniac. Drink one. You can have as many as you want, but drink one kind of thing because then they're going to get distracted. And
that's good.
Oh, he's still on that same margarita. Wrong. I'm on my seventh margarita, but you don't know the difference. You are allowed to eat, but don't get the stuff all over your face. You got to kind of eat quickly. Find the things that are there that are the easiest and the cleanest things to eat.
Oh, I actually broke one of those rules last
night.
So
did I.
I'm quite a clean eater, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I made last night?
Oh, the nachos?
Some nachos.
Cheese?
Oh, it was
that big tray of melted cheese.
Bro.
Potential. You should have seen this thing, Nick. Big tray of melted cheese.
I almost ruined.
Stuck both hands in it.
I almost ruined my Revs jersey. It was close.
Oh, dangerous.
I'm quite a clean eater.
Yeah,
but that I would have broken one of those rules. You know what your best?
I went bone-in wings last night, so I was
just a little bit dangerous.
No, I saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Dos Equis guy.
Oh, everybody saw it.
Both in our Revs jerseys, just slamming, just the messiest food.
I need a new Revs jersey. This one's covered in sauce. They're like, ugh.
They're sending another one next year, right?
Yeah. No, the spread was fantastic last night.
Best tip in there, Keith?
Yeah.
I thought keeping it to single digits personally was a good tip.
Same drink,
so no one can tell how many you've had.
Because I even thought of that. I went into the fridge again. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this. I'm like, no. Just keep it the same thing. Keep the same thing. And I was like, oh, he's drinking that one.
Yeah, he sure is.
Still nursing that
first one. All right. So if you have tips for a work function or outing, feel free to send those in. 617-779-7937. You can go on the clock. On the phones, you can also send them in on the text line or, of course, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. Meanwhile, Craig Breslow was on this morning on the Greg Hill Show as part of the front office report. A couple of interesting items from him. We thought about what the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Red Sox could be targeting, what their biggest need is. He answered that fairly directly.
You look at what Lucas and Brian have done over the last month and a half and start to feel confident in the way that the starting pitching is coming together. That said, you can never have too much. So I think that's probably what we would prioritize. But, you know, we've seen what Fitz has done. Dobbins is getting healthy. Hauk is getting healthy. So we have some depth. But I think if there's the opportunity to provide some impact starting pitching and add that to the group, that's probably where we focus.
Impact starting pitching.
And probably, little caveat word, prioritize. So if they're looking at everything across the board, I think that's what they're saying, because everybody always says, like, with a contender, like, oh, like bullpen. Like, I think starters where it's at, and then maybe some of those guys that might return as starters become bullpen arms. He mentioned Dobbins, Fitz, and Hauk, who I'm not really expecting anything from those guys, but if one of those three guys becomes a pretty good arm in the bullpen, great. But the way you can push them into the bullpen would be by acquiring another starter, an impact starter, because I can't imagine, especially if you gave the Bresbot truth serum, or you put in code that he had to tell you the truth. Do you think they acquired any impact players last year? No. I think, you know, he was somewhat excited that they got Danny Jansen, but please, like, you can't, with a straight face, you couldn't say any of the five trades they made last year would have qualified under impact trade.
No.
But if he's prioritizing an impact trade this time, Joe Ryan's the name that's out there, but there are other guys that would sort of fit that criteria. That'd be huge. That'd go a long way. Because also they need to do something to shake off the last several years where they've been awful post-deadline. It's like Alex Cora gets disappointed, and then the whole team is disappointed, and they play flat, and they go from being one or two games out of a wild card to five in a blink of an eye.
The best example, and they were all wrong about it, because the Red Sox got a good return on Vasquez, and that's a credit to Chaim Bloom. But the Vasquez year, they were all just openly weeping.
It was like a mutiny. They really should have traded Bogarts and J.D. Martinez that year. They didn't, but they traded Vasquez, pissed everybody off. They brought in Eric Hosmer.
They kept Bogarts just to lead the crying brigade after Vasquez left, and they went into the tank. And so, no, you're right. So Cora gets super in his feelings after these deadlines, and it drags the whole team down. The last time they had a good deadline, and he was hurt when they initially got him, you said this yesterday, was Schwarber. And I think on Cora, for as much crap as I give Cora, I do think your point about adding another starter to bump a starting arm to the bullpen is a good one, because that is how he managed the pen in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
He's shown an ability to do that. I say most people, just about anybody, could have managed that team to a World Series with how much talent they have. The one caveat to it is he did do a good job managing that bullpen and transitioning starters into the bullpen.
Also had like the right mindset of guys. This goes back to that argument. Like, it feels like right now they have the right mindset of players in the clubhouse. They got guys playing all different positions, and I think they would all do whatever it takes to win. That was impressive. You know, even though Chris Sale was kind of breaking down, he's like, yeah, I'll come out of the bullpen. Rick Porcello come out of the bullpen. Nathan Eovaldi's coming out of the bullpen. So if you have that same kind of mentality this go around, I mean, that could be part of the road to success.
We have a name that's been brought up today by Jeff Passan about a potential addition. You said everybody wants to add to the bullpen.
Yeah, seems like it.
If you're a contending team. Now, look, you can do both. You can add to your starting rotation and your bullpen, which I'd advise them to do. But if I'm picking one, I'm with you. Impact starting pitcher, quote unquote, is what I would want. Passan wrote today about Ryan Helsley, the closer with the Cardinals. But I was more interested in his second point beyond just the name that he matched them to. He matched all 30 teams to an ideal trade. So as an example, he matched the Padres to Jaron Duran as a perfect trade for them. For the Red Sox, it was Ryan Helsley, the reliever with the Cardinals, who could form a 1-2 punch with Chapman. He writes, Boston has the makings of a very good team in the second half. Alex Bregman will return soon. Roman Anthony has an OPS of nearly 1,000 in his past 10 games. This jumped out to you, Keith. Sadam Rafaela is one of the best center fielders in baseball, period, end of sentence.
Because we had always had the caveat defensive.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, fine. Nobody really bats an eye at that.
He does not put that
in there. One of the best center fielders in baseball? Maybe he is.
Maybe.
I guess I'd have to take a look at all the center fielders in baseball, but I like the sound of that.
He says, Carlos Narvaez is a gem. Willier Abreu, Trevor Story, even Abraham Toro, everyone's contributing. He says a reliever or two, so he puts relievers first as well.
Yes, see, not me.
And another starter would make the Red Sox the sort of contender they envision being at the beginning of the season. He doesn't rule out that they could be that level of contender, but he does seem to make the argument for reliever over starter. I again would disagree. He also just says another starter, like any starting depth would do. They need an impact starter. I agree with Breslow on that. He hemmed and hawed a little bit. He didn't slam the door shut on trading from the big league roster from their glut of outfield depth. So I think he's open to a lot of stuff. They need to be adding, and that is also where I would add. Bullpen be fine. Right-handed bat at first base would be fine. That's where they need to add.
Yep. Rich Keefe, stats and info department.
Oh.
Also, as a trivia question. That happens sometimes.
So you have a question and an answer.
Yeah. All right, you guys can all play on this game.
Good.
Where does Sadam Rafaela rank amongst center fielders? In the American League.
In WAR. I think it's higher.
Great guess.
I believe I know this.
Kind of had a guess at what your guess would be. Yeah.
I think
he's two.
I think he's two behind, is it Taylor Walls with Tampa?
Number one.
Wow.
Number one.
Is Walls not a center fielder? I know he's got a good
guess. Buxton might have been number one.
Byron Buxton is real close. He's nipping at his heels. Buxton's right behind him. Sadam Rafaela is number one in the American League. Only one center fielder has a better WAR. All-star? Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh, nice.
Pete Crow Armstrong having a good year.
I mean, Sadon's no Pete Crow.
He's no Pete Crow.
But he's pretty good.
He's pretty great.
Pretty good player.
So, but like that's kind of come out of nowhere really over the last month. And I think maybe with all the Devers distraction and discussion and the new greatest feud in baseball, Will Fleming versus Will Clark, kind of overshadowing how good Rafaela has turned into. Not just a good glove, Hell, we have the guy that texts us every single day. He's like, could you guys admit you were wrong? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we were wrong about
I thought he should be like a platoon player. Yep. I'm wrong. He's a center fielder. He should play center field every day.
I thought he was a Swiss Army knife all over the diamond player.
Yeah, wrong.
He's one of the best center fielders in baseball.
That's right.
Period, end of sentence.
Some would say only Pete Crow better.
Many would say.
That's according to some metrics.
Text line 617-779-7937. You guys forgot the most important rule.
What's that?
At a work function.
Yeah?
show up with a little buzz on before you get there. Take the edge off.
Little buzz.
That's a good one.
As Shane Gillis would say, just a couple beers. Just have a couple beers.
No one knows how much you've had before you get there. Yeah. I also like this.
I think that's risky, actually. I'll be honest.
No, I've never been good.
I think it's risky.
I've never been good at gauging that one.
Just stumble in. Like no.
Sometimes I never even get out of my place.
I don't love that.
I'm not real great at gauging the pregame.
Yeah.
I also like this. Keith, just bleep face, stumbling around the function, puts his arm
the guy is drunk!
Want to hear a secret?
Yeah, it's just a
same drink. Taps his forehead and stumbles away.
Yeah, it's a good one. Same drink. The whole time. Just tell everybody. Same drink I've had.
Same drink, guys.
I've only had one. Like, okay, I don't care.
All right, no one's counting. No one's counting, dude. When are you leaving?
This is my first one.
Get him an Uber.
It's probably warm then if it's your first drink. You've been here for 3 hours.
So if you want to go on the clock, you can. We'll give you 30 seconds for your tips for a work function like Jones, Keefe, and Terp went to last night. 617-779-7937. I don't have any tips for Will Fleming, but I would
avoid
look out.
Will Clark? Maybe that's one tip?
I would look out for Will Clark, maybe is the simplest tip. Because this is a beef that we didn't know was still going to be getting larger and larger. We put the stamp of must-listen audio on this. We don't do it often.
No,
on Jones and Keith.
This is it.
But if you missed it earlier, we're going to replay you. Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming right after Trending with Billy Laney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.